Welcome. It is September 1st, 2019, and this is another edition of Standing in the Gap. Today we want to focus on Kings, 1 Kings, and we want to look at a prophet by the name of Elijah. And so what we want to focus on today is how we must follow the instructions of the Lord in order to live. And I've kind of coined this topic today to be listen and live. That is, listen and live. And with Elijah was a prophet of the Lord, and his name meant Yahweh is my God. And so in Kings, Yahweh is referencing the Lord God that we know as the Christ Father. And Elijah, back in this particular chapter that I plan to read for you, chapter 17, talks about how he had to follow the instructions of the Lord in order to live, survive, and make it. And as you run across another person who's mentioned in that same chapter, and how they had to trust and listen to the Lord and live. So we're going to start with reading this chapter, and it comes under the heels of the King Ahab. And King Ahab is the son of Omar, who reigned for many years and basically handed reins over to Ahab, his son. Now, Ahab fell in love and eventually married a lady by the name of Jezebel. And Jezebel was of another type of tribe, the Tyre, and they were what you would call naturalists. And they believed in worshiping idol gods, if you will. And one of the main ones was Baal. And the story goes that, that they would do lots of worshiping and toward Baal. And Baal was like a fertility god. So it was kind of like a cult-like religion that they were following. So Ahab, the king, married this woman, and that basically enraged God, because Israelites was also part of this kingdom, this area that Ahab was over. And so this was another slap in the face to God, that they were worshiping now Baal and putting Baal on the same level as God. So Elijah steps in here, according to God, doing God's will. And Elijah approaches Ahab, and he says, and I'll start here, chapter 17, verse 1. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, else the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Chariot that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Chariot that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Now, let's pause there. Elijah had to do several things. First, he had to approach Ahab. give him the word, let him know God was unhappy with him and he was going to send a drought and it wouldn't rain until he said so. Then he had to follow the directions once more to get out of the town, basically, and go and hide himself and go search eastward and look for this brook called Chariot, which is before the Jordan River. So imagine if he did not do those things exactly as the Lord commanded him. I strongly believe that he would have perished, but being a man of God, that number one, he knew to listen so that he might be able to survive and to do the will of God. Second thing was he was to wait there and to have belief and confidence that the ravens would indeed come. Believing that the raven would bring him food, bread, and flesh according to God's word. So again, he had to listen and to survive. It was in a desert land. If he probably had ventured out and said, hey, I need to go and find me some food. I'm hungry. I can't wait on the ravens. I'm going. More than likely, he would have died in the desert, leaving that brook. But he was obedient to the word. So we don't need to speculate around that. We need to focus on him being obedient to the word. He stayed by the brook. He waited on the ravens. The ravens came. They brought him bread and they brought him flesh in the morning and in the evening. So he had a full course meal both times. Then we go to verse 7. And it came to pass that after the while that the brook dried up, it became there had been because there had been no rain in the land. So it dried up. Now, again, most of us will say, hey, we rode this train for as long as it can go. Now it's time to try to find a new way. But again, we must listen so that we can live. Listen to the Lord. Not panic, not go on our own mind and our own natural inclinations, but be still and listen. And so when the brook dried up, chapter 7, verse 7 reads, and it came to pass after a while the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. And behold, I will command a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now let's pause there. Here, God comes to Elijah once more, and he says, okay, now that the brook is dried up, you need to get up, arise, and go to Zarephath. And he said, there I will send a woman, and that woman will sustain thee, take care of you. So again, without questioning, that we know of, Elijah got up and went. So let's pick it up there. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And then when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a woman, widow woman, was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Now, at that point, did he know that was the widow woman that God told her, told him that he would meet? I don't know. But what we do know is he called to her and she was by the gates of that city. And she basically ended up doing as he asks her to, which is a sign that, oh, yes, this must be the woman, that she knows have some relation, some link, and as God commanded her to do, to follow the man of God. So let's look at verses 11 real quick. And she was going to fetch it. He called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Now, that's a little added request there. So first, he said, I pray thee a little water in a vessel that I may drink it. And so as she's going off, he says, hey, also, can you bring me a morsel of bread also? Now, this last piece is, I think, what kind of triggered the widow woman here. Look at verse 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth. Let's repeat that so she knows. As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but in handful a meal in a barrel, in a little oil, and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Did you get that? Let's read that again. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, meaning she knew God, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, in a little oil, in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering these two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. In verse 13, Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as I have said, but make me therefore thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee, for thy son, and for thy son. So here the woman is expecting to eat this last little crumbs of bread with her son, and they're gonna die. She made the mind up that this is, you know, what the plan was. Go get a few sticks, make a last piece of bread. This is all we got. And we're going to enjoy this last little piece of bread, son, and we're going to die. This is it. But Elijah steps in, doing the work of God, following God's instructions, says, well, first go and make me a cake first. Then bring it to me. And then after that, then you make for thee and thy son. So bring it to me first. And this is a test or a sign of obedience or disobedience if the woman says no. Notice each time Elijah asked the woman to do something, she did it. He said water. She went to fetch the water. And then he said, well, bring some bread. She was going to do that. But she did say, well, I just got a little bit. Basically, I don't have enough. I'm just got enough for myself and my son, and we will eat this and die. But Elijah said, well, first make a cake for me. Then make it for you and your son. And so again, the lady, she obeyed, she listened, and hopes that, you know, she's following the right man. I say hope, meaning she had some faith because she followed and did as he instructed. Look at 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail until the day of the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he in her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the curse of the oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman and the mistress fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thy man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him unto the loft, where he abode and laid him upon his bed, his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, have thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let thy son's soul come unto him again. And guess what? In verse 22, it says, The Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber of the house, into the house, and delivered him to the woman. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art the man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth is true. Listen and live. She listened. She did as Elijah told her to do. She and her son lived through the drought. And Elijah, same token, doing as the Lord commanded him to do, following his instructions, going by the gate, going to Zarephath, asking the woman to make bread and to basically take care of him. And the woman, being obedient, did that. For all involved, they listened, they obeyed, they were obedient, and they lived. And even the son, upon passing from a sickness, lived even after that, after he died, by Elijah's being obedient and being in favor with God, and allowing God to do his will and asking the Lord to return his soul and his spirit back to him once more. And he did. So the lesson here today is, let's all listen to the Lord. Let's listen to what the Lord is telling us to do, even if we can't see it. Even if he sends us to a dry land, we go, and then we follow the next set of instructions. When that time comes, when the brook dries up, we must move to another state, another state of mind, another place of being. But remembering that it's all for his service, and he will sustain us for doing his work. And we are nothing more than servants of the Lord. So we have to listen to his word so that we might survive and live in this world according to his word. And then move to help others as they try to survive in this world. So we have to listen, so that we might live and live more abundantly and have life and have joy and peace by just following the word. And that will conclude this topic for today on listening and living according to God's word. Elijah is a good example. He did more. And we'll touch on some of that in another podcast moving forward. God bless you and have a good day.